Hey everybody, Jerome Bivens in Baltimore, and I'm going to try to make this podcast a little more consistent. That is to say, I'm going to try to put these podcasts out more consistently because I'm getting old and lazy. But of those of you who know me, know that one thing about me that never gets lazy is my tongue, because I can talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. I got to breathe and eat, so I'm not talking all the time. But I just want to talk briefly about, well, you guessed it, Donald Trump. I've been trying to avoid that rabbit hole for a long time, but it just ain't happening. You can't not talk about Donald Trump. But I just want to talk about his trial. And I want to raise a question for all of you listeners out there in podcast land. And the question is this: will Trump testify, yes or no? Now, obviously, to the lawyers in the crowd, you have your professional opinions, and the non-lawyers have their opinions. My opinion? Donald Trump is just like me. He loves to talk, so I suspect that he will testify. Now, if his lawyers are smart, they will keep his dumb butt off of the witness stand. Because if you've ever had to testify in a court of law, whether it be a civil or criminal case, cross-examination is hell. In other words, your lawyer will ask you questions on what's called direct examination. Then the opposing lawyer gets to ask you questions about anything that you said or any of the questions that were posed to you. Oh, it's a beautiful thing. It is a absolute phenomenally beautiful thing. One thing I love about my work is cross-examination. And you know, the truth of the matter is I've been cross-examining folks my entire life. You ask my sister, they'll tell you. And you ask my wife, she'll tell you. But the point is, Trump, if he testifies, and I suspect that he will, unless his lawyers can stop him, he will bury himself. But see, the unfortunate thing is, and this is what people don't really understand, Trump is a problem, but it's those people who support Trump that's the problem. And the reason they support Trump is because they don't accept our United States Constitution. They don't accept the government, the federal government, and most local governments. They're just fed up, and they just don't want to deal with the realities of life in the United States, so they're looking for an alternative. You know, when the Capitol was raided on January 6th, it was very much like the Civil War, very much like the American Revolution. You just had a bunch of people who said, look, we're tired of the present form of government. Well, that's history, and that's the reality. And I happen to believe in our government. And look, this is a black man. Remember, all of my ancestors were slaves. All of them. They were not listed in the United States Constitution. As a matter of fact, if they were in the Constitution, they were considered property. And don't forget women. You know, the country is not perfect. The Constitution is not perfect. But we have progressed, in my opinion, and we were making some serious progress, but for Donald Trump. Donald Trump has capitalized on all of most people's fears, and he is riding those fears to the bank. You know, people think he wants to make change in the country and all that's bullshit. All he wants to do is make money. And that's what he's doing, and that's what he will continue to do. So keep that in mind when he testifies, because no matter what happens, his supporters are going to still consider him as the great white hope. And for those of you who don't know what that means, look it up. So I think he's going to testify, and I hope he does, because it's going to be a circus, and I'm going to be right there, front row seat at my TV set. So what do you guys think? Let me know. You know how to reach me, jerome@.com. In any event, justice for everybody.